This morning, out of the book of Joel, and I'm going to be reading some verses from the Message Bible, and it's called "The Trees Are Bearing Fruit Again." Get excited, amen? And it says, "Fear not, earth, be glad and celebrate." I don't see very many celebrating faces this morning. There you go, come on. Oh, now if you're at a ball game, basketball game, and your team, you know how they run out on the floor. How is it everybody acts when that team's running out on the floor? They do, don't they? Hey, how can we not give Jesus a praise this morning? Amen? So anyway, it says, "So be glad and celebrate. God has done great things. Fear not, wild animals. The fields and meadows are greening up. The trees are bearing fruit again." You think, well, now, Pastor Laverne, it's getting ready to be fall. I'm talking about spiritual stuff. It says, "The trees are bearing fruit again, a bumper crop of fig trees and vines." Are you ready for your bumper crop? I think Daniel got a bumper crop, didn't he? "Children of Zion, celebrate. Be glad in your God. He's giving you a teacher to train you how to live right. Teaching like rain out of heaven, showers of words to refresh and nourish your soul, just as he used to do." Do you remember? Isn't it awesome when you hear the word being brought forth and you just feel it flowing in you? You're going, this is what I want to hear. This is what I need. And it's so refreshing. And that's what it's talking about, the word coming forth. And it says, "And plenty of food for your body. Silos full of grain, cask of wine, and barrels of olive oil. Now listen, I'll make up for you the years of the locust." Come on. "The great locust devastation, the locust savage, the locust deadly, the fierce locust, and the locust of doom. That great locust invasion, listen, you're going to eat your full of good food, and you'll be full of praises to your God, the God who sets you back on your heels in wonder. Never again will my people be despised. You'll know without question that I'm in the thick of life with Israel, that I'm your God, yes, your God, the one and only real God, and never again will my people be despised." You know, it doesn't matter what they say about Israel today. It doesn't matter what this one says, what Iran says, or what some Americans are saying. My God says right here that never again will my people be despised. Amen? Let's give the Lord the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
I hear a voice of one crying. I hear a voice of one crying. "Prepare ye, come and prepare ye the way of the Lord. I hear a voice of one crying." Hallelujah. "I hear a voice of one crying." Thank you, Jesus. "Prepare ye. Come and prepare ye the way of the Lord." Oh, we worship your holy name, Jesus. As sure as gold is precious and the heart So you love these cities and you love these streets. Every child out playing by their own front door. Every baby lying on the bedroom floor. Every dreamer dreaming at their dead-end job. Every driver driving through the rush hour mob. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones. Can you feel it, new life? You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home. Yeah. Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town. Well, I can hear the brooding of the spirit. Your burdens down, lay your burdens down. Oh, revive us, revive us, revive us. The preacher preaching when the well is dry, to the lost soul reaching for a higher high, from the young man working through his hopes and fears, to the widow walking through a veil of tears. Every man and woman, every old and young, every father's daughter, every mother's son. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones. Can you feel it? You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home. Yeah. Oh, I can hear that thunder in the distance. It's like a train on the edge of the town. Well, I can hear the brooding of the spirit. Lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. Oh, revive. Oh, revive us, Jesus. Yes. Send your spirit, Lord, and revive us with your fire. Mm-hmm. Come on, church.
Share about Daniel right now. Talk about burning and people crying out to hear about Daniel.
Daniel. I talked with him this morning. Y'all know Daniel's my son, and y'all know him and love him from this church. And this church has had an impartation in sending him out. And he is with World Mission Evangelism, David, Brother David Parrish, and they're on a team in Argentina. And so last night was his night to minister, and we all were covering him in prayer. And there had been sitting in all week in the lessons and the classes, this Indian man in the back. And Daniel began to minister last night, and he left the service, came back with a camera, a recorder, something, and began to record Daniel's ministry. At the end, Daniel gave the invitation for everybody to come up, that, you know, to impart creativity of the gospel into them. And this man came up along with everybody else that had been in that room. But this man came up, and Daniel laid hands on him and began to pray over him. And after the service, he told Brother David and Brother Daniel that he is an Indian chief, and he's over 24 tribes. And they said, well, and when the chief speaks and the chief receives Christianity and the chief receives this message and their literature, then everybody else receives it. So they said, well, how many people are these 24 tribes? And he said, 40,000 people. Now, right after that, you know, Daniel had laid hands on him, prayed for it, the creativity. Then he says, and I want to read every bit of this material into our language, and we're going to spread it through those 40,000 people. Church, you had a part in sending Daniel there.
Hallelujah. Come on, now listen. 40,000 voices crying out, and God sends our Mr. Balloon Man down there, and God begins to flow through him and touch this chief. One person is going to affect 40,000 lives. You know what? Come on, give God the praise and the honor and the glory in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you for that situation and that literature to be developed quickly. In the name of Jesus. All right. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back. I know you are near. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me,
my God is with me, and if my God is with me, God. There will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. Oh, we're singing, oh, no, we never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh, no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Yes, oh. We're singing, oh, no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh, no, you never let go. Every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go. Never let go of me.
I want to share something just a minute. Pastor's still home. He's recovering. But I want to tell you what I've learned the last couple of weeks. And there may be more. But you know, the men who stand in the pulpit, the leaders, the evangelists, the teachers, they're marks for the enemy. Rob Parsley has been going through throat cancer this summer. Y'all know who I'm talking about from World Harvest. Had surgery. He's not preaching yet. He's recovering. Kim Clement, I don't know if you're familiar. He was a prophet. Had some awesome words and a prophetic anointment. He had bleeding in the brain. Had to have surgery. By faith, he's healed in Jesus' name. The enemy would like to stop the voice of the prophets, the voice of the teachers, the voice of the pastor. But you know what? He's not going to do it. Amen. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on.
And there will be an end to the trouble, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. Never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Yes. Oh. We're singing, oh no. You never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no. You never let go. Every high and every low. Oh no. You never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. You never let go of me, Lord. You never let go of me, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Say, you never let go of me. Come on. You never let go of me. Hallelujah. Not today, not tomorrow. Praise God. Give him the praise and the honor. And the glory, we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there's a new wind blowing.
Now,
talked about in the scriptures. Yes. Go.
I hope that you guys mean what you're singing. The Lord has been teaching me that I have to mean what I sing. And I have to, I don't know, just believe it. And in that song where it says, I'll praise you in this storm, I mean, just because you sing it doesn't mean you believe it. You have to put the song to, I don't know, you just have to make it real and honest.
We're not just saying words. These songs get into our hearts and our reminders when you're going through the storm, yet I will praise you. You never let me go. Yet I will praise you. Thank you, Sarah. We don't come in here to sing songs. We come in here to praise God and to go out of here with these words going in our heads. Did you ever, you know, you go out of here and you think, you never know why you're thinking, oh no, you never let go. That's just in a moment when you need to be reminded. He never lets me go. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, this kind of goes with what Sarah was saying. I was talking to her yesterday. Do you remember the Terry Tripp book, Shut the Hell Up? I've read that a couple of times because I really like that book, and I've given it to Sarah to read. And in that book, there's so many different things. But one thing, like clapping your hands during the music, you know, you're not doing that just to keep beat. I think of it like it said in the book. You're slapping the devil in the face every time. It just because you look like you're enjoying the beat or whatever, I always think of that every time I clap my hands. And, I mean, I think that's a good thing to think about.
Hey, amen. We're not just keeping rhythm. That's warfare. And, you know, I don't know. I realized myself as doing in that song something. I'll go back to it just a minute and look at the words, because I realized that I was doing that as I was singing. And where it says, there will be an end. I found myself like, and the Lord says, you're drawing a line. There will, and every time we got to that today, I was going like this. Because you see, in worship and in praise, when you understand praise, praise is worship, but praise is warfare. And what you're doing when you're singing and everything, and you're getting your body, your whole body is doing warfare. You see, and when I was going like this, there will be an end. The Lord says, you're drawing a line. Enough is enough. See, there's more to praise than just singing songs or listening to music. Amen. Because it's renewing your mind. And you go out of here singing things that you wouldn't have memorized any other way. Glory to God. Come on, let's praise Him. You know, there's a new sweet wind blowing through this place. Glory to God. We're seeing people involved. We're seeing God touching people's lives. They're being restored. They're being healed. I saw John and Elizabeth the other day, and he comes walking through the house. And 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, they were saying, is he going to live or not? But guess what? He's getting his strength back, planning on going back to work. Glory to God. Church, there's a new wind blowing. That's wrong. Are we ready?
There's a wind blowing.
Come on.
All across this land. A fragrant breeze of heaven. Blowing once again.
Consuming you and I. up on the inside of you again. Don't be like one of those little embers of fire that gets away from the, that, you know, jumps off the fireplace and it burns out. My goodness, church, come together and let it burn.
The wind is beginning to blow. I can feel it.
I can feel it.
The river is starting to flow. I can hear it.
I can hear it. These are the days of your presence.
Seasons of change,
seasons of change, times of
forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. Hallelujah. Lord God, thank you that there should not be any of us as Christians, if we know who we are, that go around feeling unworthy, unaccepted, and unloved because of what you've done for us. In Jesus' name, oh, we praise you.
I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit lives within me because you died and rose again.
I'm forgiven. You ready, everybody?
I'm forgiven. Because you were forsaken, I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit lives within me because
like for every child and youth and everybody that can, I want you to stand. Please stand up where you are. Just stand. And this is what I want you to do. Every voice. If you can't stand, that's fine. But I want every voice. We're going to do this bridged again. And when we get to that, you are my king. I want you to declare. We're supposed to hear the voice of unity say, you are my king. You are my king. What am I sure?
Jesus, you are my king.
Everybody, come on, say that.
Jesus, you are my king.
That's it, come on.
Jesus, you are my king. Jesus, you are my king.
Say it again, come on.
Jesus, you are my king.
The doors. You're my king when I get in my car. You're my king when I go to Walmart or I go get pizza or whatever I do. And Lord God, I will honor you. You are my king.
Words of prophecy, words like, if you will just let yourself begin singing the things that are rising up on the inside of your spirit, you will sing to yourself, you will edify yourself, you will build yourself up on the Most High. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name. You may be seated for now. I want you to get ready. We're going to take up the offering. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's You know, church, I know we need to follow a flow, and we know what we are in time when God is not in time. But sometimes you need to lay that watch aside, and you need to let the Spirit of God do what he wants to do in a service and not just cut him off because it's a certain time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the greatest things sometimes are getting ready to happen just when you think, oh, my goodness, Laverne, these people, they're tired. Let's move on. And sometimes I know God's just getting ready to do something mighty. I've never had people stand up and say that you're my king, but I have to be obedient to the Lord because I think he was saying, I need you to honor me. I need you to honor me. Amen. We're going to take up the offering. We're going to minister one more song while we're taking up the offering. And just remember that when you give to the Lord, it's because you're trusting him with your finances. Yes, sir. Hold on just a minute.
Well, a couple things. You just hit on something a minute ago about the time thing. I was raised in a church where a lot of people know whether they're going to get in and out in an hour. And one of our friends visited one time and said, well, some of y'all don't even take your coats off. And you know, because it's not really worth it. You're like, don't act like you're in such a rush either way. So that's hit home for me for years. So, I've always, God's time and ours don't match, or I wouldn't be here today because it just, there's a lot of things that I different place I would have been that I can't say now. But anyhow, but also I was talking, you know, just because I won't be quite like my wife on the praise and worship at the beginning, okay, but like Revive Us, I get so much out of that song. And it's a prayer to me every time I hear it, and I really, it's my favorite that we do. And a lot of people, that's an older song, but whatever, it really hits home with me. And some songs do more than others, and they are like prayers on stuff. And it's like when you listen to K-Love or anything else, sometimes the song hits you. But just because you're not as active going out, it doesn't mean it doesn't hit home in your heart and your mind, and it settles with you all day. And the song goes on in my head all day, too, even though I might not be as active as my daughter and wife. They
right.
It gets in there, and especially the one up there, she can't help but sing.
Right.
So on things, it just really all day. But anyhow, God messages to us all in different ways.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why we're all unique. Amen. The important thing is that your song is singing to the Lord, regardless of how you worship. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, Father, I just speak a blessing over this offering, and we're going to minister to him in mighty ways today. Are you ready?
Isn't the name of Jesus powerful? Jesus powerful.
Chains are broken.
Chains are broken when it's spoken. Every knee must bow. Isn't the name of Jesus powerful?
Oh, eternal King, there it is.
Eternal King, you will reign forever. And we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all they need. Your name is all they need. Eternal King, you will reign forever. And we will sing the glory of your name. Be lifted high for all the world to see. Your name is all they need. Your name is all they need. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus, but Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. Yes, Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus. Jesus.
In the name of Jesus all we need. In the name of Jesus.
I want the ushers, they've got some children going to help them. We receive these from Gideon's International, and it's called the Life Book. And they said the only cost is that you give them away. It's the story of salvation. It starts with Genesis, telling the story, goes all the way through as to why there had to be a blood sacrifice. Very easy reading in a story form. Then tells about the coming of Jesus and why there had to be a Savior that died and how to get saved and accept the plan of salvation. It covers it. All you got to do is give it away. Can you do that? I want you to raise your hand. They're going to just give everybody one. Read it and give it away. Come back next Sunday and get another one. There's somebody you can give this to. You can go to a restaurant. You can eat and just put that on the table. Or you can be doing anything at all and just say, hey, may I give you this? Or will you take this from me, please? And it's called the Life Book. You never know when somebody's going to say, Life Book? Wonder what that's all about. And you're welcome to take as many as you want. They sent us 400. I would love to be able in just a little while to go back and say, can you send us 400 more? This is what it's all about, church. You don't have to say a word. Give the gospel away. Amen. I'm going to dismiss nursery and preschool and children's church. I would like for the youth to stay in here for the message this morning. And to remind you, the sign-up for the camp out for Saturday night is in the foyer, and Miriam and Ricardo will be calling you with the details about it. And you may go and... if you want to go back to class...